Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It's Hot Topics time, or Hawk Topics, as we like to say here. Hello, Steve.
Hello there, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you. Well rested.
Brought to you by Jacob's Custom Living. Why are you well rested?
Yeah, I went to bed at a decent time.
Okay, well, one in a row.
Well, yeah, versus the other two nights, I was like, not so close.
Will it be difficult for you to sleep when it gets hot here in the next few days?
Yeah.
Are you an air conditioning person?
I'm an air conditioner fan, you know, ice bath, everything.
Whatever. Ice bath. It's weird. They don't have air conditioning at the Olympics I saw this year. I'm like, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Fun. No, that's been a big
to-do.
It's in Paris. It doesn't get that hot there, does it?
I mean, how hot does it have to get to want to use the air conditioning?
80. That's my magic number.
Indoor temperatures, 80?
Now, if it's going to be outdoors, like if it's 80, if I see that the projected high is 81, I will say, hey, don't forget to run the AC.
Okay.
If it's 79, I'll say, don't forget to, probably don't have to worry about it.
Because at night it cools off enough.
It just doesn't get as, I feel like our house, after 80, game over. You're just not going to be able to be comfortable.
Right. That's fair.
But if the daily high is projected to be a little, less than 80, I think we can make it without cranking that AC up.
Are you just a crotchety old man? You don't want to spend the money?
Our house has high ceilings and it's just built oddly. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of dead space way up.
Okay.
And
maybe that traps the heat up there and you don't have to worry about
it. A little bit, but it also gives the AC a lot of places. It's hard to.
Yeah. Good point. I have a question for you, Steve. That's why we call it Hot Topics. If you're having a summer barbecue.
Yeah. Just did.
You did over the weekend?
Yesterday.
Was it awesome?
Yes, it was. Birthday barbecue.
Oh.
Oh.
For?
Kids and father-in-law.
Okay. What'd you have?
Combo. Hot dogs only. Yeah, it was a thing. Hey, do you want it? Nope. Do you want it? No.
Did you go full hot
you're gonna
dog
have,
bar?
I'm going to have all these different people, all these different ages, and there's one thing that they can all agree on.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm cooking. But burgers? Nope.
Wow.
But what if you? Nope. It was hot dogs.
What'd you have with it?
I already have enough people in my family that insist that their hot dog be filleted and covered in cheese. So there's more that goes.
Holy
so I got
moly.
A lot going on when I cook hot dogs.
What's it like to have such a high maintenance family?
Welcome to my world.
Man.
So yeah, to throw on. Well, how about nope? How about nope?
Oh, wow.
We're doing hot dogs. Everybody will be, and everybody was happy.
And you had what with it? Like, so my point is here, is on the barbecue list of things, what is it you're taking off? Like, I'm not going to do, is it potato salad? Is it macaroni salad? Is it watermelon? Is it, what side dish, if you have to eliminate one, are you getting rid of for the stereotypical barbecue?
Garden salad.
Just a regular
salad? I'm
getting
rid of garden salad.
Okay.
Because I want potato salad, I want the baked beans, I want the watermelon, I want the grapes. We had grapes out and cherries yesterday, so it was all good.
Yeah.
I like the big spread, but I don't need to have garden salad. That just seems like, save it for dinner.
It doesn't fit quite as much. Yeah, that might be a good call.
This is an outdoor barbecue. I don't need to, but it's Caesar. I don't care. Not now.
Get rid of it.
But Caesar is the answer to that?
I love Caesar dressing. Yeah. I don't care if it's, that doesn't make it good. That doesn't make it okay. We'll have it for dinner. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but it's Thousand Island.
I was going to say, now I'm in. Oh, wow. But it's vinaigrette. Then I'm out.
So I think that's it. Garden salad. I just don't need that at an outdoor.
I realize potato salad might be the one for me.
I don't know what happened. I'll eat your potato salad.
Man. Well, I'm bringing some in on Wednesday because we have like six gallons of it.
Well, if it's good stuff, man. Well, actually, I'll eat any potato salad.
Really? You're about ready
but
to prove
really,
it.
But a really, really good one.
Some of the store-bought, I can't. I can't even stomach it.
Really? Why? Because it's too what?
Taste something. I don't know what it is. I can't.
It's just so
tangy. Like it's
store-bought.
Yeah, it's just gross.
So tangy.
I'm not going to name any names.
You know what I like?
Thank you for not.
Do it.
No.
I know which one you want to say.
No, just leave it alone.
I'm not going to say it either.
Gosh, dang it.
Steve, how about when you get that good, thick, homemade one?
Yeah.
Do you like chunks of cheese in it?
No.
Chunks of cheese.
I've never even heard
of
that.
Who are you?
What are you talking about?
A potato salad?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of cheese in it.
Are you okay with pickles?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay, thank God.
I'm even okay with black olives on a light ratio.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like that better than the macaroni salad.
I'm not big on celery. Celery's so overpowering.
Well, it's also just filler.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and
it just adds a little crunch. But
if you're going to have celery or I like put that in the macaroni salad.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Because it's easy to pick out.
Exactly.
In the it's easy to potato salad, it gets a little sticky.
No cheese ever in your potato salad. Like regular, just cheddars.
It's very small, very small chunks of it.
Yeah.
Mozzarella?
Really?
That's delicious.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
A little brie cheese in
more
there?
More in pasta salad, I would think, for me than potato salad, I feel like.
I've never heard of cheese and potato salad. I might have to check it out.
Well, I'm bringing some in on Wednesday.
With cheese?
No, I don't believe so.
Is this homemade?
No.
Oh,
no.
You know what?
Hey, look, man, my house has been full of basketball boys all weekend, and so they didn't eat that much of it. I know they're eating a ton of breakfast at my house right now because I guarantee they eat that stuff, but they didn't eat the potato salad, so I'm bringing it in. You're eating it.
I'll try it. I will try it.
Okay. And if you don't.
He'll force feed it to you.
And I will tell you, I will give you an honest overview without name dropping.
You don't have to say, oh, this is obviously from so-and-so because it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to bring some cheese?
To throw the cheese in there?
Maybe that'll make it better.
Just in case.
Can't hurt
it. Yeah, cue up some cheese real quick, Kevin, just in case he doesn't like it.
I did buy some cheese sticks over the weekend.
Oh, there we go. We'll just like,
welcome
know.
To the party.
What the heck?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Egg and cheese biscuit vegetarian.
Kevin James.
Sounds good. I don't know about the vegetarian part, but
I'm
not against
like eating
it.
A vegetarian.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two with Steve Hawk, brought to you by Banner Fuel. Hey, it's going to be hot.
Hot.
I have a quick, have you ever thought about cutting your hair because it's getting hot question?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I've enjoyed shorter hair when it is hot. So yeah, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Like right now, go get it.
Yeah. Just because it's getting hot. You enjoy going outside, you enjoy golfing, you enjoy walking. At some point I was like, or do you just like.
I do. You know what I don't enjoy? Black fly bites on the back of my neck.
Really? That's weird. Everybody else does.
I know. But when you have hair, it's more dark. It's usually wetter.
Oh.
And so the black flies.
Do they get up under there?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
it's
nasty.
Yeah, it's still on your neck. I mean, they get to the skin.
Gosh, dang it.
I have 7 of them back there right now.
Oh, man.
No, I was trying to get your attention.
I
have 0.
It.
But, I wonder sometimes, is it because of my hair?
Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe. I mean, it's also, you just have a tasty looking neck.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You really do.
Thank you, Kevin. That's a phrase I never thought I'd hear said here in the studio.
I was going to hear this morning.
Man,
either.
What a tasty looking neck you have there, Steve.
I like it.
Steve Hawk, I know you are no longer a drinker.
All right.
But back in your drinking days, did you ever partake in a keg stand?
I did not. I missed that one.
Okay. The keg stand, for those who don't know what it is, it's just, you know, you have a keg on the ground, basically. They lift you up so you're inverted.
Upside down drinking.
Feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Head down to the keg, and you somehow take it, and you drink it. And I don't really understand the point of it, but I've seen them a lot. It happened at the wedding over the weekend. Yeah, a bunch of college football players.
Sure.
They're doing a keg stand, right? Like, it just has to happen. And so they were doing that. And I started thinking, boy, I wonder if anybody here has done one. You have not.
I have not.
Jay?
No.
No.
Never? You knew about it, but you've
seen
never.
Seen the videos.
Okay, you've never.
I haven't seen it in person. I've seen videos of it.
Okay. I've never done one.
Oh, that's
I've
weird.
I've seen quite a few at weddings over the years, but I've never done one. College boy, Steve Heskey.
Oh.
Am I seriously the only one who's done it?
You have done it?
You've done it?
Of course he has.
Yeah.
What the heck? Yeah,
champion!
Is that real?
My 21st birthday, yeah.
Atta boy.
It went about as well as you would expect, but...
horribly?
Yeah, yeah.
Did it come out your nose? Like, when I drink water upside down...
Yeah.
Because
you normally do that.
Here's what happened. It's kind of a secret that I've never really told anybody.
It's just radio.
Yeah, no one's listening.
Get it out there.
Yeah. So they put me upside down, right?
Yep.
And there's a guy like spraying it into my mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
And how many people are holding you? Two?
Two people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Two people.
Are they like fourth graders or, because you're pretty light?
Fifth.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We let him in the party.
Yeah.
And So I guess he was having trouble like spraying it right away, so nothing comes out.
So he's holding the tap from the keg and he's just trying to put it into your mouth. Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a couple of guys holding your legs up.
Correct.
Okay.
So everybody except for him thinks that there's like something going in my mouth, but there's not.
Oh, it's just it's a trick.
Yeah. Well,
it's like at, a spoof.
At the beginning.
Because it wasn't working. Yeah, they didn't pump the keg. They weren't ready for your action.
Amateur hour.
Correct. So everybody thinks that it's going on. So people are like cheering
screaming,
and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. And
Steve. They're all like, this guy's the greatest guy I've ever seen. We like him.
Yeah, so that's going on for, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds or something. Then it starts coming out. And then that's when I panic.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
And then it goes for like 2 seconds and whatever. But to everybody else, it seemed like it was going for like seven or eight.
That's a great trick.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know.
And I don't understand.
I love it.
I don't understand the consumption part. Are you able to drink it? You're upside down.
I mean, you're supposed to be able to. I did not succeed.
So it just kind of came back out of your mouth. You're just like.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I mean, I was upside down. There was a lot of things going on.
I don't know.
When you stood up then, were they all like going crazy? Is this
high five
McLovin at this point?
Yeah. So it appeared that I had done so much when I had really done so little.
Yeah. It's like Kevin's college career.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's the way to get through.
That's a great play.
So that's beautiful. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
The only guy to do a keg stand is like Producer Steve.
Gosh, that's a great trivia question. You could guess forever and never get that right.
Yeah.
I mean, why? What's so unbelievable about that?
Well, I mean, have you seen a mirror?
Yeah, you don't, but I mean, this is the joy of the fact that you were a, you know, four-year college guy. You did
absolutely.
The whole thing. You were not in a fraternity.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Yeah, but you experienced college
life. You had some college fun.
Kevin and I had college fun together, too, but it wasn't like that.
We did not. No.
Wasn't doing that. We just didn't get upside down to drink.
You weren't lifting him upside down?
We drank.
Yeah, we did.
Did right side up, yeah. You're so old school.
I was like, oh, you got a straw? That's smart. that was my trickery.
Yeah,
I was drinking beer with a straw.
Oh, man.
That's did you come idea. To a party at my house?
Probably. I don't remember a lot of places.
Because we had a party at my house, and
it's so weird every time I think about you guys going to college together. I know.
It's
so bizarre.
He was a
year
older.
The college part or together part?
Yes, that's a fair question, Steve. bizarre to me that either of you went to college.
It was a bummer that Steve was a year older in college, and so he
and now too.
They kind of were.
It's true.
Just exited.
You guys were really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And to us, like, you kind of felt off limits.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's
you
know
why you can't really talk to the cool guy. You just got to stay in your own lane, Kevin. Yeah.
Stay with my own class a little bit more.
I did see. Did you see anything from Hoop Fest or have any experiences of the weekend?
Not
for
this
Hoop
time.
Fest?
No,
you didn't go
no
down
Hoop
there.
Fest experiences.
Nobody knew anything.
No, nope, totally out of
did
it.
Did you get caught in the rainstorm?
No, I've got a patio cover.
Yeah, no boy, good work. Mm. I did see that when they did the center court thing. So it rained, and then they had to pull center court up. You know, just so it was concrete.
Yeah,
obviously
that one is a mess.
Yeah, obviously that court would be way too slippery. You couldn't play on it. And they're drying it, and they had like the flamethrowers. On the concrete, and
perfect.
And then they had. I was watching the TV. It was talking about. Oh, they're drying the court, and they have wind machines. I thought what. What kind of wind machines do they have to dry center court with?
Fans?
It's a leaf blower. I'm like,
that's
who
a wind
calls
machine?
That a wind machine? As you can see here, the officials have their wind machines. So I went into the room where the television was and thought, what the heck is
what
a wind
is
machine?
That? Yeah, I might want to
give
one.
Me one of those. Yeah. A leaf blower. Okay.
What they need to have, Jay, is the thing that we had many, many years ago created a hurricane. Do you remember what it was?
The jet boat?
Jet boat. We had like a swamp boat.
Yeah, you know the things with the fan on the back?
Absolutely.
Oh, baby, that's going to dry the whole court.
For sure. That's a great idea.
Oh, the amount of wind that thing creates, because we pulled it into the yard of the radio station, and then we had one of our stunt guys who stopped doing stunts right after this, dress in a raincoat and rain pants, and we took hoses and put them through the fan.
Oh,
so
I love radio.
Blowing,
it's just blowing.
Because we were making fun of the hurricane reporters, how they're standing outside. No one should be out here right now except for me. You know, and there's a, you know, they're just Yeah. Practically getting destroyed.
Yes.
So we just made him report on the fake hurricane.
Yes. Right. And he was supposed to, he's holding a clipboard like they do.
Yeah.
This jet boat, you know, the swamp board is blowing in his face. The hoses are throwing rain at him. It was amazing radio.
Did you have a hard time finding the boat?
No, if you just ask, yeah, you just ask on the air.
Somebody's going to say, joy of having a country audience.
Yeah, we just said, does anybody have a, you know, like a swamp boat they'd be willing to drive to a radio station at 6 a.m. and stick a hose through the fan? And we had like 40 guys raise their hand. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've seen the fans, industrial size, on golf courses, on their greens.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm surprised that they didn't have something like that.
Yeah. No, they had wind machines.
They have the other wind machine where you just strap it on your shoulder. And
yeah. Like 40 guys drying 1 inch at a time. Like, man, what a great gig. Steve, great to see you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Come back Wednesday and we'll have potato salad.
Potato salad with cheese.
Can't wait. Out.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I always hear Gonzaga students. That's if they travel abroad.
Florence, yeah.
They study abroad. That's where they go, is to Florence.
Kevin James.
You better put that in your dictionary. You know, it's not a word, but it's more of a phrase, study abroad. I think there's miscommunication there.
Two different things.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's clip of the day. All right, Kev.
It is clip time. This one is it's a little tough because there's a lot of visual that goes with it, but I'll try to paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Because the audio just makes me happy of how happy this man is with what he came up with. Jay, do you guys have one of those massagers that is the...
The gun?
I don't even know if it's a massager. Yeah, where it's the gun and it just goes super fast. Where it's just
We got a few
jackhammer like, right?
Yeah.
Good for taking knots out, whatever.
I've never had it past one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I've never had one of those. So
I think it goes to 10, but I've never had it past one because I'm like, I don't know how you would put it on 10. I mean,
how you would take
it. Yeah, I don't know how your body would handle it.
Those things go to 10?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if this guy's got it on 10. I don't know what speed he's got it on, but he's got it on a speed that's working pretty fast. But he's using it in a weird spot. His finger. He has it on his index finger.
Okay.
Which is on his phone. Okay? So it is causing his finger to bounce up and down on the phone as fast as possible.
Okay.
You're picturing this,
for what purpose?
Right?
Yes.
Well, let's listen and find out.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Hold on.
Drew, what are you doing?
Golden racket, Mario Tennis, baby. It's impossible with regular fingers.
What the heck?
Fastest hands in the West.
I don't know if that's what that tool was intended for.
Well, it is now.
Right. Yeah, that's hilarious.
What a genius.
So he's playing a video game where he can't move his finger fast enough.
Mario Tennis, he said it's impossible to get a golden racket with regular fingers.
Right.
But with his little
massager
life
finger.
Hack that he did.
Yeah.
Fastest fingers in the West.
That's hilarious.
The delight that this
feels
man
like
has.
That would hurt. But yeah, I mean, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve, his finger is really taking a beating, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to town.
Does he just have it laying flat?
No, sideways, kind of almost, right, Steve?
Oh, I've seen the video now.
Yeah,
he definitely has it sideways.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it is. He's so excited.
He is so, so, so excited.
I mean, that audio is just so great.
Yeah, he's so proud of himself. Yeah. Yeah, the sideways thing is the only way to be able to do it. I understand it now. I'm watching it. Yeah, that's genius. Well done, bud.
Yeah, life hack.
Yeah.
That's a good call on that one.
He's so excited.
Can you imagine sitting there playing it and seeing that massager sitting there and
just
going,
putting two and two together,
what if
like
I could
you
put
know
that
what?
On my finger, what it would do.
Right.
I did wonder, how do you even get the idea for something like that?
Well, you're so frustrated because you can't get a golden racket, you'll do anything.
Right. Yeah. It's all for the golden racket.
Absolutely.
Also, it may be something else called being a genius.
Or just a guy who's
just a guy.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? I'm so tired of this, but I'm not gonna give up on it. He doesn't even look at the screen. He's just so focused on the massager being on his finger to be able to get the golden racket.
Probably want to do that right, because if it slips, you might be breaking something.
Yeah, including your finger. Yeah, well done. Guy's a virtual genius.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Could you see Steve having pictures of a girlfriend on his phone?
Steve? Have a girlfriend? What? What are we talking about?
Roberta!
Kevin James.
I'm sorry, Steve. I couldn't help myself.
I'm sorry, Steve, but humor is humor.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
As we head into our final thoughts here, I want to remind you that the cruise is a week from Thursday. The 4th of July is Thursday, and then the cruise is the following Thursday. And if you have never been on a Coyote Country cruise, or you have been and you're ready to go back, simply text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. We will send you a link. And from that link, you can buy your tickets. Super simple. It's $15 if you buy them at Silver Safari. There is a $1 service charge if you go through the website or through your phone on the link we send you. $1 service charge per ticket to make it a whopping $16. Or as Steve said, it'll be more fun than a sandwich for about the same price.
So true.
Yeah. Not wrong.
And well, I haven't even been on a cruise, and I know
and
this.
And you know it'll be more fun than a sandwich. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. All right, Steve, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, I did make... Well, I probably made lots of mistakes in my life. I made one, I think, only at Hoopfest.
Only one mistake?
Yeah. Oh, well, nice. Maybe several, but one that I can think of at the moment. And that was I was not wearing shorts.
Oh.
Because it was a little bit warm. But I made up for it. I didn't make up for it when I went out to support the meets.
Okay.
I
wore a swimsuit.
I was wearing some shorts.
Oh, okay. No.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I thought you would be more excited about that, Kevin.
Can we see pictures? Well, no, Steve, I am excited that you wore shorts.
I thought you'd be way more excited.
I want to see pictures.
I don't have any photos. No photo evidence. But,
well, let's see. There were photos of you at the meet sale on our...
On our Facebook page? On the station Facebook
page? Yeah, on Jay and Kevin Facebook.
Oh, Jay and Kevin. Oh.
Yeah, if I look around, will I see your shorts?
No.
Oh, that's not you. I thought that was you.
I'll make sure to take a picture next time, I guess. Or you can see it in person.
That's a great call, actually.
Who is this person next to you, the girl? Is that a love interest or is that an employee?
That's an employee. That's Lexi, one of our promo techs.
Oh, she must be new around here.
Yeah, she was hired, I don't know when.
Yeah, she's pretty new, yeah.
I'd never seen her.
A month or two ago, I don't know.
Welcome aboard, Lexi. you probably won't see me around.
Okay.
Well, not very often. I might get to go sell some meat at some point.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Geez, I forgot what my final thought. Oh, Steve, you got me sidetracked here.
Sorry about that.
We were giving you a hard time earlier about one of your questions for Beat the Show, that it was Nina Dobrev.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Yes, go on.
And you said, no, guys, she's pretty famous. And then you said, well, look, according to this, she's the 13th most popular TV actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It is pretty good.
And I'm looking at the list. You know, Millie Bobby Brown is number one. Okay. Jenna Ortega, number
what,
two.
What list is this considered, Kevin? Like, how did
this
you find this list?
This is birthdays. I look at this a lot because I do like to see the rank of people or whatever.
Sure.
And then it's like Zendaya. Yeah, she's real popular.
Very. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dove Cameron, who is on like the... She's on a very popular show that I've heard of, and I can't remember which one it is.
Okay.
But then there's some names that I don't know. And I'm like, okay, they're all very young. Maybe it's just a younger generation of people. And then your girl comes in at number 13.
Yeah.
But right behind her are such people as Jennifer Aniston.
Hmm. Heard of her.
Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah. She's in a new movie. Looks good.
Sofia Vergara.
Heard of her. Yeah. She's in a lot of stuff.
So all of those are listed after. Like, those are 21... 22 and 24.
And what was the name of the actress again?
Nina Dobrev?
Nina Dobrev.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never going to remember that.
Well, you
I
will
mean,
now.
I don't know. And maybe this is a, we're just getting old.
It's possible, like, yeah.
That's totally fine. But you're going to tell me that Nina Dobrev is more famous than Jennifer Aniston?
Well.
All right, maybe this list isn't completely accurate. But it's still a list.
Or maybe it is.
Well, what I need to do is learn some of these actresses.
Yeah.
Because as I look through this list, I'm like, I don't know 25% of these people.
I feel like that might be normal. It's there's so many
TV shows
and streaming services.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up.
Unless you're really trying. You have to try to keep up or you're not going to keep up. Yeah. You know, they promoted the Olympics a ton, obviously.
Rightfully so.
It's expensive. They want to make their money. They want you to view.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't mind it.
Yeah. Did you catch some of the trials this weekend?
I did yesterday because, you know, after Hoop Fest, I had no reason to be at Hoop Fest other than just to enjoy it. So I was there for both days. So last night, it was one of those, we're going to just lock it in. It was kind of crappy. It was raining outside. So we were just like, you know what? So we watched the gymnastics trials.
Yeah.
And Simone Biles is on there. So, you know, it's a big name. And she's an old lady now. She's 27 and she's a gymnast, which is crazy to think about. But I realized a couple things. First of all, I'm probably going to cry at the Olympics. They were doing interviews with people. And the one guy who was like, you know, obviously you're representing your country. It's got to be an amazing.
It's a big deal.
And a pressure-packed time because you're representing your country. And I feel like you don't want to let your country down. And this guy goes, this is a dream of a lifetime. I've dreamed about this since I was a kid. And of course, you know, all people do that when they're kids. I want to be in the Olympics. Okay, I dreamed about this as a kid. And he goes, I'm just going to try as hard as I possibly can. And I was like, oh, bro. Looks like you're already succumbing to the pressure. Like, we know you are. It's fine. Just do, you know, you're good, man. You're good.
It's one of the weirdest deals ever. It's every 4 years is when you get a shot at it.
It's crazy. It's just, and then, hey, we're going to take five of you.
Right. And no pressure.
Right. And then the other thing with Simone Biles, when they do the thing where they measure the top of her head during her gymnastics runs. You know,
to
where
see
she does
how
this,
high she goes?
Yeah, to see what she's doing, okay. The somersaults, you know, and they go bing, 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 and then she handsprings and does like a, I don't know, triple flip, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They measure, you know, she's 4'8". That's how tall she is. They measure the top of her head at the peak of her gymnastics run. It's 12 feet.
Wow. That's the top of a basketball hoop.
Right. And they're like, she's 4'8", but
That's
her head's
wild.
Now 12 feet in the air.
Yeah, I love the part where they were comparing. And now if LeBron James was doing this, yeah.
I know. What was the comparison again, Steve? I heard it as I was walking through it.
I don't know.
She's 4'8", he's like 6'10", or whatever.
Yeah.
That was LeBron James. He'd be 15 feet in the air or whatever it was.
Yeah,
know?
It was something ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, anyway, it's I'm into it. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, 4 weeks? July
26th.
Yeah. All right. Steve, are you locked in?
Oh, I've been locked in since they had that 300-and-some-odd-day countdown.
Wow, that's impressive. Kevin, are you interested at all?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm in on the Olympics.
Yeah, I
always.
Mean, it's not one of those things I'm normally like a month out going, yeah. But, I mean, once you see it, you kind of in on it.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I think they were saying during the gymnastics qualification that the way they're doing the opening ceremonies is they're having people on the river. Does that sound right?
The nasty polluted river?
Yeah, like everybody gets a boat or something? I don't know. And
I also heard they might not even do the triathlon. They might have to get rid of the swimming portion because the water's too polluted.
What happened there?
I don't know. I know they spent like $1.5 billion to try to clean the river up. And I was thinking, you could probably build a pretty big pool for that.
Yeah, I mean, what in the world? And Paris, I don't think of Paris as
dirty,
nasty water.
Dirty water?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get out a little more. Old dirty water Paris.
Oh, European.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Oh, that's a show. Gotta go.
Ooh, that sounded nice.
Very nice. If you would like to qualify for the ultimate backyard giveaway, let's do it right now. We're going to draw on Friday for it. So 509-441-0999. We only have a few more opportunities for you to qualify for Friday's drawing. It's a barbecue grill, a cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag, $300 in groceries, and tickets and meet and greets for Larry Fleet. Okay, so
yeah, 509. I mean, why would you not want that?
I don't know. I mean, the $300 in groceries, I'd take that by itself. I would take each and one of those things by themselves.
Absolutely.
Actually. Yeah. So 509-441-0999. Guys, have a great day, okay?
Okay.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Steve, are you going to nap today?
Bye-bye. You know, I'm feeling really fresh.
You sound fresh. Smell fresh. You look fresh.
Goodbye.
So no, that means?
Well, I might.
Okay.